God is a good God. I think that's great. Amen. How many of you brought a Bible? Do you need a Bible, Trace? There's one over there. Why don't you grab that one over there, dear? Why don't you go here to Proverbs, I believe it's 29:19. No. Proverbs 29:18. When you got it, say, I got it. Thank you, Jesus. In Proverbs 29:18 reads as follows. Where there is no what? Wow. Or you can put another word over that revelation, vision. The people do what? Perish and cast off. Let's say that again. Where there is no vision or revelation, or everybody just write the word vision, that's more appropriate. Amen. Where there is no vision, the people do what? Perish. And where there's no spirit of revelation, what happens to the people? They. But where there is vision, if you perish for not having vision or revelation, if you have vision and revelation, what does happen? What would happen? What would be the opposite of perishing? Living and flourishing. So say, when we have vision and revelation, we live. Somebody say amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Well, I want to talk to you about, if we're going to do a little exercise tonight, just a little bit. Everybody say the word vision. How many are living by faith and not by sight? How many are living by faith and not by sight? Let's see those hands where people are living by faith. Say, I'm not moved by what I see nor what I feel. I'm moved by the word of God. So we say praise the Lord for that. Say, as long as I got a revelation, as long as I got a vision, everything's going to be okay. Somebody say praise the Lord. If you see the end, you don't have to worry about a thing. Somebody say praise the Lord. If you've seen the end, you don't have a thing to worry about nor be concerned about. All you got to do is keep the peace of God and walk right through it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, as you start right there, so we know that, listen, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, somebody say, keep the law, happy is he. Somebody say praise the Lord. You won't perish, just keep the law of God and you'll be happy. Amen. Also, go over here to Habakkuk chapter 2. Verse 2. And this is what we're about to do. Somebody say, thank God for the word. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 says this, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So we say praise God for that. For the vision is yet for one. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but in the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Somebody say praise the Lord. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Somebody say thank God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright within him, but the just Someone said just. Just people are just living. Amen. We know what just means. Just means you're dependent upon God. Amen. You're living righteously. You're living the way that God wants you to live, and you're happy about. Amen. That God is in control. Someone say, I'm just hanging in Jesus. And the just people, people that are just not trying to press the things, people that are not trying to make things up in their own flesh according to their own understanding, people that are just trusting. Someone say, I'm just trusting. Listen, and the just people, somebody say, thank God for that. I know I'm getting out there a little bit, but it's still good. Amen. Somebody say, the just. You, there was a little slang that you catch on TV every once in a while. I say, what you doing? Somebody say, just chilling. Everybody say, just chilling. The Bible says, and the just shall live by faith. You're not going to be able to live by faith unless you're going to live, amen, and, you know, with just trusting in Jesus and knowing that everything's going to be okay. You don't need any other additions, amen. You got to know that your word is just enough. Somebody say amen. That Christ has paid it for you. He is your righteousness. Amen. That he, you're not going to be able to do anything in your own strength. Whatever God has for you, Jesus has already provided it. Amen. Say, I'm justified by faith. Say it one more time. I'm justified in faith. That means you're justified for healing already by faith. It means you're justified for your breakthrough by faith. Somebody say amen. Say, God's going to give me exactly what I'm waiting for. It's just going to happen. I'm justified. You don't have to second guess it. You don't have to question. And then when you're justified in some things, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. There are so many people that, you know, we want to live by pride. I was talking to my friends today, you know, just about pride. You know, we do, you know, we are so nervous. Everything's got to look just right sometime. Amen. Hallelujah. Pride. Somebody say pride. But what does pride go before? What does pride go before? The fall or destruction. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. But when you live confidently in Jesus, amen, you're ready for a hookup. The Bible says the only, no, the Bible doesn't say it, but it's a principle in the Bible, amen. He that exalts himself shall be what? He that exalts himself shall be abased or shall be humbled. But the Bible says he that humbles himself or allows humbling to take place in his life, guess what will happen? That man will be exalted. Somebody say, thank God. So before, you know, right, before pride, you know, before pride goeth the fall, guess what? Before exaltation, guess what happens? God lets you see exactly what you've got and exactly what you can do. Amen. When you start finding out that your weakness, somebody say amen. For when I am weak, that's when I am strong. For my strength, you know, it says my strength is made perfect, my weakness is made perfect in the strength of God, or vice versa. Let me say, praise the Lord. What is that scripture? For yet when I'm weak, that's when I am strong. Amen. Hallelujah. So right before God's ready to do something big in your life, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. He really gets you to the point to where he sets you up to where you know that only God did it. Think about some of the past experiences in your life when you think you were headed for some rough times. Amen. Did God come through for you? Yes. Somebody say yes. God's word is true. So right here, the vision. Everybody say the word vision. That means the revelation. The revelation or the vision or the promise of God is yet for an appointed time. God sends some things. Do you know that? God promises everybody something. And whenever God promises somebody, there's always a timeline. Somebody say amen. You can't rush it. You ever heard people say, listen, God is never early. He's never late. He is always right on time. Amen. God will be there exactly when he needs to be there. Amen. God is on his own time frame. Amen. He'll take care of you so you don't have to worry about a thing. The only thing you got to live is live the day that God gives you. Amen. We don't have to worry about the future days of Nations Church. God has got it all under control. Somebody say amen. What God said will definitely come to pass. And guess what? It's not going to be early. Hallelujah. It's not going to be late. It's going to be just on time. The vision of God is yet for an appointed time. Say appointed time. Say appointed time. Write this down in your notes. Say, I've got to develop faith in the appointed time. How do you keep yourself together? Joyce Meyer had a little thing out there that says, listen, enjoying where you are on the way to where you're going. Well, one of the ways that you can enjoy where you are on the way to where you're going is realizing and developing faith in your appointed time. Somebody say amen. And leaving the timing to God. It says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Somebody say, in the end, it will what? In the end, it will speak and lie not. I want to hear who has the last word. Amen. Who's Jesus is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. All faith. Let me tell you, anything that you're believing in, true faith is always started by God. Do you know that? True faith is always, he says he is the author, somebody say the author, and the finisher of our faith. Well, if you have faith, how does faith come? Faith comes by revelation. It comes by vision. It comes by hearing the word of the Lord. So when you hear a word of the Lord, who starts speaking? God starts speaking, right? You hear something from God, therefore you develop the faith. Amen? How many of you have heard God? How many believe you've heard some promises from God? Well, you need to develop the same type of faith that as you are sure that you've heard it, amen, that God will also complete it. Somebody say, he is the author. If he authored your faith, if he started your faith, I guarantee you God will finish your faith. He'll finish it up. Somebody say, I have confidence. Total confidence in God that God will complete my faith, that he will finish this thing that he started. Said God will perfect that thing which is concerning us. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. He which begun a good work, somebody say a good work, in me and for me will be faithful to do what? To do what? Do you believe God can complete what he started? Do you believe God can complete what he started? Do you believe he's going to leave you halfway? Somebody say amen. I tell you what, in the children of Israel, when they left the land of Egypt, they went through a wilderness, didn't they? And they stayed in that wilderness for a real long time. Every time they thought, I don't think we'll ever get out of here, they added on another year. Amen. Every time they said, can God do this or can God do that, they took themselves 6 steps back. Somebody say, going through the wilderness. You can make it through the wilderness realizing that you're going to get out and God's going to get you exactly where he wants you to go, so just enjoy the ride. Somebody say amen. God will be faithful even in, see, there are certain things that you can learn in the wilderness. Amen. I mean, but I'd rather get to the promised land, but there are several things you can learn. You've learned about manna coming down from heaven. Somebody say thank God for that. Miracles. You experience more miracles in the wilderness than you do in the promised land. Do you know that? You'll experience more miracles in the wilderness than you will in the promised land. Why? Because when you get in the promised land, everything should already be there. In the promised land, you won't be experiencing sickness. In the promised land, you won't be experiencing disease. You won't be experiencing all these problems. Amen? You will experience most of the miracles that you need in the promised land. Somebody say amen. In the wilderness experience, on the way to where God wants you to go, is when you're really going to see his power. Somebody say amen. Think about it. Think about it. Where were they? Listen, why would God have to give them manna from heaven in the land that's flowing from with milk and honey? Think about it. Would he need to do that there? No. They could only experience manna from heaven in a place where the land wouldn't provide. Somebody say amen. So God is going to show you some things in your wilderness experience, so just enjoy the ride. Somebody say amen. It says, though it tarries. Somebody say, if it tarries, so what? Who's in control? Who can delay your promise? Who can delay your promise? Lack of faith can delay your promise. But ultimately, God is in control. Amen. The devil can't stop anything from happening that God wants to happen in your life. Amen. It's your promise and the provision of your promise, that thing cannot be hindered by the devil one bit. Somebody say, praise God. We can look at the situation tonight and the situation that faced our ministry and blame it all on the devil. I tell you what, the devil doesn't have any authority over us. Devil don't have any authority over nation's church. You hear what I'm saying? God, confess. God is in control. The Bible says he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us even until the end of time. Somebody say, thank God. So if he's going to be with you until the end of time, don't you think he's going to be with you until the end of your promise? Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Every day with Jesus is a good day. Amen. So I am confident in my heart and confident in my spirit. Amen. That he which begun a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. He was in the beginning. He'll also be in the end. Amen. Though it, listen, there's yet an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. See, along the way, everybody else likes to run their mouth. Along the way, the devil likes to talk. Amen. Along the way, everybody else wants to add their 2 cents in it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. See, that's the problem. Along the way, you got to realize who's talking. And, you know, the children on the way to Israel, you know, the children on the way to the promise, they were all running their mouth on the way. Can God do this? Will God do that? Will we ever make it out of here? Anything bad that happened, they said, listen, you just brought us out of Egypt to kill us in the to kill us out here in the wilderness. Everybody speaks. Amen. But you got to realize the day is going to come that we're only, amen, God will speak. Somebody say amen. Somebody say in the end. How many of you got words out there? The Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every word spoken against you, we condemn it with the word of God. We talk about condemning words. Somebody say thank God. I want to tell you something. There's a day, amen, in the end. Somebody say amen. Let the devil talk. Let people run their mouth. Don't worry about what people say. Get over that stuff. Amen. Get over that stuff. Humble yourself. Don't even defend yourself. You just walk and watch what God does. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. When Jesus hung on the cross, all the threats of hell were hurled at him. Listen to all the things that they said about Jesus when he was just a couple days from glory. Amen. Just a couple days from getting what the devil stole. He was up on the cross, and the devil threw everything he had at him. While he hung on the cross, he said, if you can do this, do it now. If you're the God, come down from the cross. Some say, stop hanging on. So many times there are people that try to get you to stop hanging on and waiting for your salvation. But you got to hang there anyhow. Amen? Because in the end, God will call you up on the third day. Amen? After you've died to the flesh, somebody say, thank God. There are a whole lot of, see, when you're in the wilderness to let some stuff die and to let some stuff live, amen. You're in the wilderness, as you're in the wilderness, you're going through the crucifixion of the flesh. Somebody say, thank God. Yeah, you go out there to die. You go out there to die to the flesh. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There are some things that's going to be stormed out of you. Some things going to be worked out of you. Somebody say, there is a lot of stuff that we bring from Egypt with us. A lot of attitudes, a lot of mentality, and a lot of things. But God gets us out there in the middle of the wilderness to try us, amen, and to work us through. The wilderness is the place where wild things are tame. Since the wilderness is the place of the wild. Remember we did that teaching about the wilderness? The wilderness, when you get the definition of the wilderness means the place of the wild, the place of uncultivated people. Uncultivated means, you know, you're just wild. Nothing can grow in you. They can't do anything with you. You're not ready. So God sticks you out there in the wilderness, and he lets you learn some things. He lets you learn how great he is, how God is, that he'll always be there. Amen. Somebody say, I'm in the wilderness, building and becoming cultivated. Hallelujah. But there is a day when God's going to bring you out of the wilderness. He'll bring us all out of the wilderness. Somebody say, amen. Somebody said, when you're willing to wait forever, it won't be long. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we learning anything tonight? Though the vision tarry, what is the Bible saying? Though it, what happens when it tarries? How many of you think God's tarrying on some things? We got some promises out there. I mean, we got some promises out there. We've been out, we think, oh, it's been 5 years, nothing's happened. We have to wait. Somebody say, though. So what if you gotta wait? Remember, we got that word of prophecy. We've got that word of prophecy several weeks. Good things come to those who wait. When you wait on Jesus, what if you have to wait? I tell you what, God's waiting. You know, even God's waiting. It says he's waiting for the precious fruits of the earth. And you want to be like God the Father, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to wait too. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, I'm not afraid to wait. And a process of time is not going to shake my faith. See, there are a lot of people, you know, the devil gets at you in several different ways trying to steal God's best from you. Some people, we let the devil scare us off of our blessing, but you can get, see, you know, we can let the devil scare us from our blessing. There are certain people that won't pray. Oh, don't pray that. You might get the devil mad. Or I don't want to face that battle, amen. But there are certain people, you can get beyond the point to where you're not afraid to suffer. There are certain people say, hey, I don't mind working real hard for God. I don't mind putting my life at jeopardy. See, there are several things that people go through to get their promise. But there are some people that never inherit promises, not because they're not willing to suffer, not because they're not willing to labor or to work, but they're not willing to wait. So we say waiting is an ingredient, amen, that God uses to bring manifestation in our life. When you got a promise, somebody say amen. You just got to have faith. God will perform it. I tell you what, even when people are screwed up, I'm going to tell you what. You got a promise, he'll fill it. He'll fulfill it. There's a time frame. God knows when you're going to cut your stuff out. God knows when you're going to be ready to come out of there. Somebody say amen. If you got a promise, there's a day when that thing is going to manifest. God's got it all under control. Amen. But in the end, it shall speak and lie not. What is it saying that it shall lie not? Why do you think it's always talking about it shall lie not? Because in the wilderness time, everybody likes to call God a liar. In the wilderness, they didn't think God brought him out to do anything. They didn't believe any promise. He didn't have any out there been believing for a promise for a long time. And he thought, oh, it ain't true. Forget it. Faith don't work. All that stuff's fake. All that stuff is phony. There are a lot of carcasses in the wilderness of people that refuse to believe God because of circumstances and situations. Amen. You got to make up in your mind, say, I'm going to stick with the vision. I'm going to stick with the promise of God. I don't care how many knock off, how many fall, I'm going to still walk. Amen. If he speaks, I'm going to desire to go in that direction. Amen. You'll be there in the end. Notice this. If someone said, listen, we get so afraid that we started out with so many, but where did everybody go? I tell you what, there was a whole bunch of people that left Egypt, and only three of them, was it two or three? Of the originals got over to the other side. Two of them. Out of how many million? Several million left, and only two got over to the promised land. And everybody else was new blood. Say new blood. You got to make up this mind. Say, we're going to do better than that. That's some rough statistics, wasn't it? Out of millions, two made it over, and everybody else died in the wilderness. We think we didn't miss, you know, we had seven or eight, maybe 100 drop off. Had maybe 100 to say, listen, I'm going to let y'all go on the other way. And we start shaking their boots. We say, with God, you got to just keep walking. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, they got out there, the whole lot of them died in the wilderness. All of them. The whole lot of them except for two. Except for the ones that got over there and said, God is able to do this and we can take it. They did it and they got over to the other. Someone say, I'm going to make it to the other side. How do you make it to the other side? You don't allow the devil to lie to you. You say, I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to be obedient. Whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to hold on to the word. Until there's nothing to hold on to. And I don't think you'll ever get to the point to where there's nothing to hold on to. So many people give up on promise just because they want to give up on a promise. There's always, I tell you what, there were many opportunities when we could have given up on stuff and thought about stuff and hung stuff up. But you know what? There's always something that you can hold on to. Let me say, praise God. Hallelujah. You got to have the faith of Jesus. God wants to let you know that his word will always stand and that it's invincible. What God says never dies. And if something dies in your life, it's because you let it die. We taught that word, even if it dies, God gives you power to go back and raise it again. He tells us about Israel. He told us about the nation of Israel. When he told Ezekiel, he said, go and prophesy to the dry bones. That means that was a vision that dried up and died and was dusty and dirty and worth not anything. But he went and prophesied to something that was dead, dried, and shriveled up. How many of you think that's over when it died and you see dust there? But even the thing that died, dead, and dried up, that means it's been dead for years. When it starts to, we got mummies that aren't dust yet from 2,000 years ago. But this thing, it was just nothing but dust. He said, go there and prophesy to the dry bones. And when he prophesied to the dry bones, say, though the flesh dries up, though the outside manifestation dries up, I tell you what, there's some spirit that's still alive. Say, go prophesy life to the dry bones. Somebody say, praise God. When you realize that the word that you speak has the potential to bring fleshly and natural things back together again, it'll be all right. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So you got to learn. You got to learn. Say, let it die. It'll come back. Praise God. It'll still be there. As long as there's a promise on the inside of your heart, you will never fail. God will always be there. Though it tarry, wait for it. Somebody say, praise God. So if it tarries, what do? You wait. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Look about that woman, Anna, that had to wait for the promise because God told her she'd see the Messiah. Wasn't she 100-some years old? And she had to do what? Wait. Sarah, Abram's wife, had to wait. She was 99 years old. Never had a child, but God told her she'd have a child, and she got a child. What did she have to do? She had to wait. Hallelujah. Somebody say, sometimes you got to wait. God will come through. Children of Israel had to wait for the promise of the Messiah. They've been in Egypt 400 years. Went through the period of silence 400 years, and they had to do what? They had to do one thing. What did they? They had to believe God and wait. Yeah, there were a lot of people that died along the way and never thought it would come to pass, but didn't it come to pass? You can turn that thing off. Is that what it is? Somebody say, thank God. We'll get there. 906. Though there is an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it. Because, why do you wait for it? It'll surely come. Some say the vision will come. Will you be there when it gets there? Some say, praise God. You got to realize that you don't carry the vision carries you. The moment that God spoke it, it was going to happen. The minute that God spoke it, it was going to happen, and you've got to attach yourself to the vision and stop thinking that you are the vision. The vision's going to happen. You just got to make sure that you're there when the vision gets there. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Though it tarry, wait for it shall surely come, and it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. People that are lifted up are, see, you got to see, this is this pride thing. Pride will cause you not to want to wait. Pride wants its will right now. Pride wants to totally be in control. Pride wants to handle the whole thing. Amen. Pride doesn't want to have to do anything. It wants to make it happen right now. Other than waiting, that God's got an appointed time, he is in control, and you just got to trust and wait and do what you're supposed to do along the way. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Says that the soul of, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just, somebody say, thank God for that kind of person. The just in every situation, it's just me hanging on, amen. But the just shall live by what? How are you going to live? How are you going to live? By faith. Does it say the vision lives by faith? The just shall live by faith. The vision won't die. Somebody say, praise God. That thing's alive. That thing came from God. Amen. But you've got to stay alive until the manifestation of that thing happens. And you're only going to stay alive by having the faith of God. Somebody say, hey, hallelujah. One thing that you want to do, you want to go to Acts chapter 26, verse 19. And this is what you want to develop in yourself. We're about to see God do something great. We're about to experience some things. Look at all these boys that were in the Bible. Daniel was in the Bible. He went down in the lion's den. Got to be in the Bible because he went into, he faced being devoured by lions. But he trusted God and came out all right. We all want to be like Daniel. We all want to be like David. We all want to be like these people. We don't ever want to face a lion. We don't want to be like Joe. We want to be like Joseph, you know, in the Bible that did all these signs and wonders and all these things, but we're not being willing to be put in the hole for God to get us where we got to go. Joseph was exalted to the top, but before he got to the top, somebody stuck him in a hole. There are some situations we face right now that look like we're being set up. But when it looks like you're about to be set up, I tell you what, you really are being set up. You're being set up for a hookup. Embrace it. You got to say, what shall separate you from the love of God? And what's love? If you love me, obey me. What will separate you from obedience? What will I allow to separate me from the love of God? And the love of God is the obedience of God. If you love God, you obey God. What will you allow? What will I allow me to separate me from my obedience to God? Now, you understand what I'm talking about tonight? Tribulation? No. Persecution? No. Some say, absolutely nothing. Peril or sword? Absolutely not. Famine? You will let famine separate you from the love of God? When the money's there, you are right. But when the money's not there anymore, there's a famine in the land. When the bills are due, are you going to allow that to separate you from obedience? Some say, no. You just hang on there anyhow, and you just keep walking. Don't you ever stop. I will totally be obedient to God. Somebody say, thank God. Because you got to realize that there are certain people that want to become your God. You got to realize that the Word of God is your motivation. The Word of God is your motivation, and not people, not horses and chariots. Those things don't. God doesn't save anybody by the horses and chariots and men. He saves people because He gave them a word, and they've learned to depend on God and learn to trust faith, even through the faith, even walk through death. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, amen, that means your pastor and his staff, that means Jesse, Crystal, and all the rest of them, they're with me. They'll comfort me, amen. You got to, see, we're walking through death. You will always be afraid of death until you walk through it. But you walk through it once, you'll be able to walk through it twice. You tell Lazarus that God doesn't have the power to raise from the dead. But how are we wanting to believe God that He has the power to raise Him from the dead or do all these great things by faith and we've never been through any wilderness and challenge it and know for ourselves? We can't just expect to preach to the world to come out of stuff. Well, He did this in the Bible. He did this in the Bible. We got to have some stuff that He did for us right now and here. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Somebody say, praise God. Though He tarry, though we go through the shadow of the valley of death, we will fear absolutely no evil. Somebody say, thank God. For thou art with me, and you'll make it through it. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people that are afraid to walk through some things. Everybody wants to walk through tulips and sun. You got to walk the path that God has for you. Amen. Walk right on through it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Fear no evil. And you just walk right and do what God wants you to do and live by faith and watch what happens. That depends on what you're walking for. Are you walking because you got a promise? Are you walking because you've heard God? Or you got a vision? Amen. Didn't nobody call me? Didn't nobody, nobody from the Woodlands called me and told me to start a church, Nations Church? Amen. They didn't call you? Amen. If they didn't set you up, they can't set you down? Amen. Hallelujah. There's only one thing that can stop you is the voice that started you. Amen. Hallelujah. And when He started it, amen, these chairs weren't here. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. When He started it, that building wasn't here. Amen. When He started it, you weren't here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, before, amen, in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Somebody say, so as long as you got the Word, you got everything. Amen. Everything's going to be okay. But when you lose the Word, you've lost everything. But until you lose the Word, you just keep walking. Amen. If the Word got this, it'll get it again. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Learn to walk it out and see what God does. Right here, Acts chapter 26, verse 19. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Somebody say, thank God for that. Hallelujah. Saul, Saul or had to go through some things, or the apostle Paul had to go through some situations in his life and some things in his life. Amen. Paul had to go through those things, and he finally made it before the king. He had many of opportunity to become disobedient to the vision that God put on his life or the word that God had on his life. But he said, I was not disobedient to the vision on the inside of me. Being beat up, I wasn't disobedient to the vision. I just did what God told me to do. Amen. He said, listen, we've been rich and we've been poor, all those different things. He was never disobedient to the vision. What will you allow to cause you to become disobedient to the vision of God? We haven't faced anything, have we? Since they say, this ain't nothing but a thing. There have been a lot of people that suffered more than this. John G. Lake lost his wife to starvation. He probably could have beat it some other kind of way out there in the mission field. Yet they walked on through it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You talk to Robin Rogers' brother, Drummond Tom, about some of the things that they had to walk through as they were going out there to do what God told them to do. They had to walk through a lot of things. Amen? They had to walk through it, so do we. We're going to be all right. And we will never say, I will not become disobedient to the vision. Hallelujah. Don't ever become disobedient to the vision. A vision means that's something you see in the spirit. You're going to have to learn to become disobedient to outward circumstances and situations. The outward circumstances and outward situations in the flesh, those things will speak so loudly in your life to get you to obey them. But you've got to learn to be obedient to the vision and to the call and to the word of God on your life. Because in the end, somebody say, the end, it'll be there. Somebody say, praise God. I'm so glad for the word of God, for the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, everything we face, it's only but a short time. Everything's going to be, it ain't nothing. I tell you, I've been there before time and time again, praise God. It's absolutely nothing. And every time you face it, amen, it looks like, you know, my friend said this one thing, you know, and it was true. She, you know, it feels like we just came out of this. Why are we going back? It just seems so hard. What is it? What is it? And, you know, David had the same situation. David had the same situation in his life. David was on the run from Saul. Remember, David was out in the wilderness running from Saul, and everything was okay. He running from Saul, running from Saul, you know, and he thought he would never have. I'm sure he got to the point in his life where he said, I'll never have to experience this again. Then all of a sudden, he had a son when he was a king. And Absalom, do you remember Absalom? Absalom had David on the run. The same wilderness that David ran from Saul from, he was now a king running from his son Absalom. So we say, a repeat. But I tell you what, there are certain things that looks like you repeat, but you're not repeating a thing. I haven't been here before. Somebody say, praise God. So said, didn't you just come out of financial difficulty and all that other stuff? No. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I've never been here before. What do you mean, never been here before? Amen. Because the person that was here last time, it ain't going in this time. Amen. This one knows God can make it through. Amen. God, this one knows some things that the other one didn't know. Somebody say, praise God. I mean, whatever, if it looks like you're going back into something you came back, you're not going back in there because you know it's a different person. You got scriptures that you didn't have before. Amen. You got promises you didn't have before. You've got experience you didn't have before. You're just going back there because to prove to yourself you know how to get out. Somebody say, amen. We ain't going back into nothing again. Somebody say, praise God. It's a new thing. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. I tell you what, that's why we can use the name of Jesus and raise the dead. Why? Because he went there himself, went down to hell and pulled Saul's cap. If he escaped death and hell himself, don't you think he has the power to go down there and pull you out of death and hell? Somebody say, praise God. We're afraid, we're going to skip around things. God wants to get our faith to stuff that we're not afraid to walk through or risk anything for anybody. Amen? Obedience. Somebody say, I will not become disobedient to the vision. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Watch me walk through this. Hallelujah. Watch it happen. Amen? It's nothing but an opportunity to see the power of God. It's nothing but an opportunity to see the power of God, to see the hand of God. I tell you one thing you're blessed with, you're still walking. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people that stopped walking. Even before they found out, they thought they were going to die. They stopped walking. You better thank God you're still walking. Hallelujah. Still walking by faith, still trusting God. Amen. There are a lot of people that have faith in the devil so much. Hey, they're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to be able to do anything. They just stop walking themselves. They're not walking with us. They're not walking with anybody. They're not walking, period. Somebody say, praise God. I'm still walking. You're still walking. God's still living. The promise is still there. He can still do it. And I tell you what, and will. Do you believe me? Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Somebody say praise God for that. Now just lift holy hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. I feel good in the spirit, don't you? Say, I expect heaven's best. Hallelujah. I thank you. The Bible says that, listen, the people perish for a lack of vision. People perish for a lack of vision. And what, before I even do that, we're going to take one of these services in the next couple of weeks, even though it's Christmas time, and we're just going to start talking about the vision. So we don't perish. Amen. You have to constantly speak that vision so we can live. Amen. Constantly keep saying, doesn't matter what's going on. Amen. Allow your faith to outtalk your outward circumstance. Amen. Paint a new picture of reality. Amen. Saying, this is what the Lord has said. Amen. Amen. When the devil tries to come at your mind and come at your heart, and he tries to do that to everybody, tries to do it to me, what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to outtalk the devil. Somebody say, amen. Even if it's crazy, just go on and say it anyhow. This is what the Lord. Somebody say, up the ante on the devil. When the devil tells you, hey, Brother Ron, you can't pay the rent, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to walk out there in the lot and say, I'm going to buy the place. Somebody say, amen. And he said, you crazy. I said, then what you talking to me for? Somebody say, praise the Lord. You're out of your mind. And what do you, if I was out of my mind, believe me, you wouldn't be wasting your time trying to tell me that I couldn't pay the rent. Somebody say, praise God. I'm going to buy the place. Somebody say, praise up the ante on the devil. Ain't nobody going to come to church. Ain't nobody in there. And in just a little while, they'll all be here. Somebody say 20,000 by 2,000. 2,000 is gone. 20,000 by 2,000. Somebody say, praise God. I still believe and I still know that God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. He's come through again and again and again. What am I going to stop believing him for? What do you have to hold on to if you're not going to believe God? You lose everything. It's more than just the manifestation of the things about us. Amen. It's more. It's deeper than that. Amen. It's the word of God that counts. Success is not the issue. The issue is what God said. The thrill of the whole thing is I'm walking this thing out by faith. Amen. Getting a group of people ain't nothing. I can go to another city, get a group of people. That don't mean nothing. Amen. I can go 40 miles down the road. Amen. Be speaking to 5,000 people probably once every 2 weeks. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like that. But that's not the issue. Amen. The issue is, it's not what you do. See, it's not what the outward appearance of the thing is what you're obedient to. Amen. God said he's going to do some things here, and that's what I'm going to see. I'll even walk through death to get it. Amen. Just to see what God said, because what God said is the best. What God said is the best always. And if you, the better the weight, the better it is. The better the weight, the better it is. Cheap stuff comes quick. Cheap stuff comes quick. I tell you what, I told Bell and Kathy today, I said, when you go to buy land, I mean, the cheapest swamp land, you can get it for a nickel on the, you know, a nickel a yard. Amen. But if you want to go live down in River Oaks, I mean, you're going to have to wait a bit. You're going to have to sow a bit. Amen. It's going to cost you something. It's the same thing with great things of faith. Bigger the vision, the greater the call, the longer the way. Amen. What are you doing? You're just shucking off leeches and all the other stuff, letting them die off. Amen. Amen. There's a waiting period. The waiting period might not be you. It might not, I mean, God just waiting for some. Amen. Thank God the miracle didn't happen yet. It would have been miserable. Praise the Lord, it waited. Wait on, Father, you can bring it whenever you want to, because he'll always take care of your needs. You can be blessed even while waiting, amen. I don't care when it comes. I really don't. You think I'm crazy? I could give a rip less when it comes, as long as it comes and I know it'll come. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank God. You know, because you got to get yourself free from what everybody, you know, if I was worried about what people thought about me, it'd have to come tomorrow. But I know who I am in God. I know who I am in God, and I know what I can do, so that stuff doesn't matter. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, in the end. You talk all you want to now, but in the end, the vision will speak. He said, if you can't believe me, you believe for my work's sake, you can believe that. Somebody say, thank God. So stop trying to defend yourself, and you just keep trusting Jesus. When it shows up, it'll talk for you. Amen. Told you my daddy was coming. You ain't got no daddy. You ain't got no daddy. My daddy going to be here. He's going to show up one day. Watch, he's going to show up one day. No, he's not. No, he's not. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Where is he? Where is he? I can't wait. One day he's going to show up. It's the same thing with your vision and your promise. Amen? You just wait. Amen? That's the excitement of faith. That's the life of faith. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. The miracle is you're still able to wait. See, some of you don't realize you still have the ability to wait. The miracle is that you even have the ability to wait. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. They're still living. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm enjoying it. I mean, let God do what he's got to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand up and just start to celebrate in Jesus just by lifting up holy hands and saying, I believe God, and I'm excited by faith, and it's going to work. Praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's never early. He's never late. He is always right on time. Hallelujah. And we will not be disobedient to the vision. We'll just ride it out. Somebody say, thank God. If you're willing to wait forever, I guarantee you it won't be long. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your faith, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Hallelujah. See, your hope is your expectation. Don't allow your expectation to be built on how many people you got, how much money you take in, and the offerings or all those. And I'm talking those things because you all care about this house. You all care so much about this house. Some of you care more for this church than you care for your own place. Amen. You're going to live in a trailer somewhere if you could just to keep the place open. Amen. But I tell you what, don't allow your hope to be built on what you got around you. Allow your hope to be built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and Jesus' righteousness. He said it. Let your hope be built on it. God will shake your faith of everything. He will take all of your, he will work your faith over until you're believing on nothing else but the blood of Jesus Christ and what he said. He is not going to allow you to put your faith in people. He's not going to allow you to put your, you know, he doesn't want us to get excited when we see a big crowd and say, hey, we got it now, we got it now. That's not what he wants us to base our faith on. He wants us to base our faith on that's what he said, period. Somebody say, that's what you built faith on. My hope, it's built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. You got to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Watch you walk through it. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, I'm going to streamline that thing. See, because we start to look at each other. That's the reason we can't do it. That's the reason we can't do it. Well, thank you. No, you can't do it. Don't have your faith built on me. Glory to God. Don't have your faith built on this music. Don't have your faith built on the carpet or anybody or anything in here. It's not how he's going to do it. Praise God. He's going to do it because he said he would, period, and point blank. And as soon as you get it, amen, as soon as we all get that in our thick skulls, the sooner it'll start happening. Somebody say amen. And we can start to walk by faith. Somebody say, we can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Pray in tongues just for 3 minutes and we'll let you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Also pray for Tracy driving that crazy vehicle around. Amen. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and for your power. We thank you for Nations Church. We thank you for the vision. Amen. Lord, though it tarry, hallelujah, it will come and it will not be late. It will be there on the appointed time. Hallelujah. And I pray that you strengthen our faith that we'll be there to receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'll outstand all the wiles of the devil. I'm going to be outstanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. We're going to receive tonight's offering. We're going to do something different. We got little notes in the back, and that note's going to tell everybody what they're going to give. Hallelujah. We put a bill in the offering plate, and you got to close your eyes and put your hand in the offering plate, and whatever bill comes up is what you're paying. No, it's okay. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You know how you pay bills, church? Listen to the Holy Ghost and do what the Holy Ghost said. Somebody say, thank God. Father God, we bless this special offering tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you. Somebody say, shake the house. Father God, in the name of Jesus, shake it. Work it over. Work it over, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And encourage our faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Shake it real good. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Work us over. Have your way in us, Holy Ghost. Have your way in Nations Church, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Take your time and do it right. Take your time and do it right. Don't give us no messed up haircut in Jesus' name. Give us the confidence, Father God, as they do that, that everything will be okay. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And give each person a financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Why don't we do this real quick? I know Sister Wilma looks like she's got something to sew tonight. Let's just put your hands on that. Two or three of you go back there and put your hand on Sister Wilma and pray, because she's believing God for a financial breakthrough. Sister Wilma showed me what she has to live on. Lord, have mercy. Amen. She needs a move of God. Hallelujah. She needs a move of God right now in the name of Jesus. I mean, Lord, have mercy. You talk about faith. I mean, these little things that we face once a month, this person lives with. Amen. So you pray over those concerned. I mean, that's a big deal in the name of Jesus. So you just pray right now in the name of Jesus that God, Tracy, go and pray with her too. You got compassion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we just pray out right now in the name of Jesus.